Well, today we welcome the vice chairman of the Quincy School Committee, Frank Santoro, has stopped by to bring us a little update on what's been happening in school committee world and in public education here in Quincy. Frank, it's always great to see you.
Nice to be here, Joe. Thank you for inviting us. Plenty happening in Quincy Public Schools.
There is indeed, yeah. So I thought we could make this kind of a more frequent update, if that's okay with you.
Sure, we'd love to.
And certainly feel free to invite other members of the committee as well. So as you say, there is a lot going on.
Yes, there is.
Even though at the end of the school year is approaching.
Yeah, but we're back in public, which is a whole new realm. I mean, we've been, how many years now where we haven't been able to invite the public to meetings? So we've opened up the doors. So we're in public now when we meet. They're invited. Not doing Zoom. We've been actually meeting live for a while, but now the public's invited to the meetings as well.
At Coddington Hall.
Right at Coddington.
Yep.
Yeah.
And not only is the school committee back live, but the kids are back live.
The kids are back live. You know, I went to a play production at Quincy High, and I enjoyed more than the play to see the kids so excited to be together again.
Yeah.
Because you could see it in their faces as they performed. They were just happy to see each other and doing things together as a group.
Well, speaking of seeing each other, they can do that because they don't have to wear masks anymore, right?
That's correct.
That's been dropped as well. Yeah. So how is the whole COVID situation in the schools now?
Yeah. Well, hopefully after the vacation we've just had, we won't see an uptick because weekly we get our reports from the superintendent's office. I believe before the vacation, we had 29 students who had tested positive at one point and 8 staff members. So relatively low compared to the numbers that we have. We have almost 10,000 students. So we're just hoping that the vacation will not reflect a different number.
Sure. Is the pooled testing program
still going on?
It is still going on. Yeah. Okay. It is voluntary, though, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Not mandatory.
And do you know how the participation is?
I don't know the percentage, but there's a large group. And also, North Quincy High School has surpassed the number of vaccinations that were required to remove the masks anyway.
Oh, they're almost 90.
Yeah, they're almost 90%.
Wow, okay.
I think Quincy High may be 67% vaccinated.
Okay. So. Are they still doing vaccination clinics in the schools also?
I'm not sure, but I know people can get shots when they want to get them.
Certainly, yeah.
I just noticed that the little ones got approved last night. I saw that that can happen as well.
Yep. So we're all hoping and wishing.
Yeah, hoping and wishing.
Things get better, yeah. So what's on the priority right now, this time of year?
Well, we've got a few things. First of all, it's like I said, it's nice to be back in public. We have a lot of things happening in the subcommittee meetings. Our school calendar is hot on the topics.
For next school year.
For next school year, because the mayor introduced having Election Day off because of the issue with what's happening at the schools in terms of voting and then the kids being in session, it's a little disruption. So I actually made the motion to, or will be making the motion to have Lunar New Year off as well. I don't know how receptive that will be with the rest of the committee.
Why is that, Frank?
Well, we have, as you know, some of our schools are the majority of the kids are of Asian.
Certainly.
You know, why not? You know, we should have holidays that are reflective of our community.
Okay.
And so I will be making that motion probably at the next meeting as we go to approve the school calendar.
Oh, that would be a first, I think, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but like I said, I'm waiting for the support. I haven't got the votes, so we'll see how. I know some of the members wanted to see a survey to see how parents felt about it.
Okay.
But we will probably have Election Day off anyway, which will change.
November 8th, I think, is the date,
And you also have to remember that adds days at the end of the year.
Right.
I mean, you have to be in session 180 days, no matter what you take off. So it may mean a few more days at the end of the month if we use our snow days.
Yes, let's hope we don't, but
We have some new school, new building issues coming, hopefully soon. The new Squatom School is on its way. It's been approved. We'll probably start having meetings now with the design team to create the new Squatom School. The Cristofaro Learning Center is about to be rejuvenated and redone. I know the Manit Health was using it for the COVID shots, but I think that has ended at that building.
It has, yeah.
So those are two new buildings that will be on our way. We also were able to get some funding, accelerated repair program. As you've read in the recent ledger, the article about some of our buildings were over 100 years old. So periodically,
speaking of Quantum School, right?
Yeah. Roofs, windows. Yep. We're able to get some money, so those things will be on the horizon, hopefully, to fix some of those older problems that are happening. Hiring. We're trying to hire people that are more reflective of our student population.
Right.
This is not an easy thing to do. The candidates aren't there.
Hmm.
We could have upwards of 60 people retiring this year.
Really?
Yes, and we would love to hire staff that are reflective of our student population.
So is that across the board, teachers, administrators, principals?
We're actually hiring for an administrative position for equity and diversity
that
and inclusion.
That I know, right, yeah.
And we would love to see more candidates
It was down to, I think, 7 or 8 finalists, was it not, for that position?
Yeah, I don't know where we stand today. Okay. I don't know how the interviews have gone with the superintendent, but it is a superintendent's appointment,
right.
So
hopefully
we'll get that going soon, too. But we'd love to see more teachers reflective of our population.
Okay.
So,
Is it because of retirement?
I think it's just a matter of people going into that field. I know that Allison Cox, our mm-hmm. human resource person, is working diligently, going to different campaigns to make sure that we have the right applicants applying, and we'll just hopefully get more people.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Quincy is hiring. Put the word out. Quincy is hiring. All right. Very good.
And not only that, bus drivers. We need bus drivers.
Still a problem.
Well. Yeah, still a problem.
Okay.
Another hot topic that's probably going to be coming up soon will be cell phones in our high school.
Because
they can be disruptive. They can be a help, but they can also be disruptive, especially kids in the social media and the problems that arise as a result of it. We want children focused on education in the Quincy Public Schools.
Yeah.
So that's a topic that's coming soon.
So banning them, you mean, in the classrooms?
Well, that could be.
Okay.
We're open to discussions.
Okay.
I know that it's in subcommittee now and will probably soon be on our agenda at the school committee meetings.
All right, that'll be a hot topic, as you say.
Yeah. So those are pretty recent topics.
Well, speaking of social media and cell phones, I mean, that was really what led to the walkout at Quincy High School last fall.
Yeah, I think kids using that in a serious way, as you know, being accepted socially is so important to people. And that cell phone has added a whole new realm.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes kids can be mean. Sometimes they're doing things that they shouldn't be doing or saying things they shouldn't be saying. And it can get out of hand and be very disruptive.
Yeah,
I know that we're being, that incident has caused us to become more aware of things that we should be doing as well as the schools.
Well, it kind of led to this new position,
that's
right?
That's correct.
Of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
We just had a great presentation by the staff, kindergarten through 12th grade, as to the things we're doing for social issues as well as equity, diversity, and inclusion.
Yeah.
And we're hopefully putting things into the curriculum. We're putting things so kids feel free to discuss things.
Mm-hmm.
I know that both high schools are very good at listening to students. We've always had student council groups. I remember the design of the Quincy High School. We made sure that the student council president had an office right next to the principal's office.
All right.
So that kids feel free in coming in and discussing things that might be on their plate. Also assemblies.
Mm-hmm.
We've added assemblies, we've added circle environments where kids can come in and talk freely, so that some of the things that are bothering them that may not be on a curriculum level can certainly be dealt with on a personal level.
So, I mean, that's probably one of the major changes that you have seen since you were principal at the high school.
Especially the professional development for our staff.
Yes.
Because that's what it's all geared towards.
Interesting. Are you developing a curriculum specifically for, you know, the diverse cultural population within
Well, what we're doing is we've added texts mm-hmm. With the assistance of committees at both high schools citywide, so that some of the textbooks are more reflective of what student population is and some of the concerns they may have.
Right.
But don't forget, we're told what to do by the state.
Yes.
You know, and we need to make sure that we adhere to the state curriculum. But things are on the move with some teams that are out there investigating equity, diversity, and inclusion.
Yeah. Is standardized testing back this year, Frank?
That's a good question. I don't know if we're back completely. I don't believe so. Yeah. Something to that the state probably will pick up on, as well as community service. We had to drop that because of COVID.
Right.
We're hoping that that comes back as a requirement for our graduates as well.
Okay, I think it's, what, 30 hours
total? Yeah, well, I think we were up to 50. But
50, okay.
What had happened was is that we didn't want kids doing things, being near people when
they
shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
Although that's not to say that they haven't been, because I, you know, things like the ROTC program, they're doing community development. They always have and probably and will always do that.
Sure, yeah. There's, I mean, a lot of civic groups I know that work within the schools as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you can certainly be safe outdoors, especially this time of year, do service projects you know, that relate to that. Athletics is back as well.
Athletics is back. Great winter season for both our high schools.
Yep.
The North Quincy basketball team, both boys and girls, were pretty good to watch.
They sure were.
Ola Gormley was a great, spectacular season, especially if you watched her score the 56 points that broke the school record. In terms of points, I know I talked to I know the family of the old record, the Ross family.
Okay,
but he was just as excited
was
to
he?
See her.
Yes. Oh, sure. Yeah.
But both boys and girls at North Quincy High School winter basketball went on to the tournament. Both hockey teams at both high school went on to the tournament as well. So it was a pretty good winter season. And baseball starting out pretty good, especially for North.
Yep.
I know that the Quincy girls softball team beat North yesterday 9-4 in an exciting softball match. So it's great to see people competing. It's great to see the kids back playing together again, enjoying the things they should be enjoying in high school. The spring brings about all kinds of not just athletics. You know, we have our proms happening.
Sure.
We have graduations, scholarships, assemblies. It's a great time of year.
And academically, I know a team from North is
back
in the public television
high school quiz show in the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's coming up if it hasn't
just tonight, actually.
It's tonight.
As of this taping. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Well, we wish them luck. And they've done well before.
Certainly have, yeah. I know you're very active in the arts scene in the city. How do you think the arts are represented in the schools?
Well, it's great to see that the Arts Fest is now happening in the spring. And I'll tell you why, because when we did it in the fall, the kids just started school and their projects weren't done.
Okay.
So there was always a light application process for high school students or Quincy Public School students. Now that it's happening in the spring, we're seeing a lot more applications to the Arts Fest, which happens on May 20th. 21 and 22,
okay,
with a greater participation from Quincy Public School students, we're happy to say.
Yeah, and back to where it started, right at the complex.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And I think the mayor, as well as the team of people who are planning the event, want it to continually happen in the spring, just as a result of getting more people to participate.
Okay.
And the Quincy Arts Association, the membership has increased because of our new gallery, right at 1229 Hancock Street.
Yeah, right at the Welcome Center there.
Yeah, we've increased that membership 60-fold in the last couple of months, including students.
That's great.
So, and we have art lessons for students we want to make sure that people are aware of as well.
Good to know. Do you think, Frank, because of the pandemic, that discipline issues have become more of a concern within the schools?
I think the concern is that the kids haven't been together.
Yeah.
Especially at the elementary levels.
Okay.
They've been home, they've been Zooming, they haven't been together as a group. And I know that the school, through their circles that they're holding, are helping kids ease back together, because there's always a redefining of the rules and what we have to do to survive all the way, K-12.
Yeah.
And I think it has promoted some issues, but I think the administration is handling it quite well,
yeah,
as well as the staff.
A lot has been said about the Continuing Pathways dual enrollment program between high school and Quincy College.
And the early college program,
the early college program.
Which has identified students who may not think that they're able to go to school or want to go to school.
Or would have.
It would have. Yeah. And the college is doing a great job at making sure that, you know, you can do this. Mm. And we have the right support for you if you want to do it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we went to a breakfast where 150 of those students were invited. And the college is going way, as well as the high school guidance staff, out of their way in making sure that the kids feel comfortable in pursuing college. Yep. If they want to. The teachers at both the college and the high school are doing accredited courses. Yep. At the college as they go to their high school classes.
Yep.
And because of State Street, free tuition when, yes, they get to the college. I mean, this is a deal people should not pass up.
It really is the best, yeah, kept secret. Yeah.
And in the vocational area, we have hired two administrators, Mr. Ragusa and Mr. Cunningham, to help vocational kids understand the pathways that are available to them in college as well.
Okay.
So those are all exciting new programs.
Are these things that you would have liked to have seen while you were principal?
Most definitely. Yeah. I was fortunate that, yeah, I had coaches that made me go to extend my high school into Quincy College.
Yes.
And people telling me, you know, you can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the fear of anybody, thinking that, you know, you're not going to be able to survive a college life.
So you don't even try.
Yeah, you don't even try.
Yeah.
And there are people there to assist you.
Yeah.
And now even more so. So
I think that's one of the benefits of athletics that doesn't get talked about a lot, you know, that it's not just about playing a team sport. It's really about developing the whole student.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, the athletic department at Quincy College, now under the guidance, mm-hmm, of Coach Rama.
Yes.
Has increased our enrollment because of athletics.
Yep.
And the support the kids are getting once they enroll. We now have a baseball team. We've just come off a great basketball season at Quincy College. And I think they're pursuing hockey for both the Plymouth campus especially, mm-hmm, as well as the Quincy campus. So,
one of the biggest fields in this area, probably across the country, is healthcare, certainly, mm-hmm, given the pandemic, and the biotech field as well. Are there programs in the Quincy Public Schools preparing students for that?
Well, I can speak to the college,
okay,
because if you, we do have that program at Quincy High School, mm-hmm, obviously the, you know, the medical assist program,
okay,
to come out with a certification. But you can go right over to the college,
yeah,
as well, because they do have a new biotech partnership happening where the students, after a two-year program, get immediately placed in employment at a Boston hospital.
Yeah.
So great opportunity to take advantage of it at the high school, go right over to the college, and get employment as soon as you finish.
Yeah.
So,
I know at most school committee meetings, you like to have a portion of the meeting set aside to recognize students and their accomplishments.
Yes.
And their achievements.
As a matter of fact, we just had the Vocational Student of the Year.
Oh.
We were able to see the top three students come in, and it's amazing because in the old days, if you took a vocational trade, you didn't even think about going on to school.
Right.
But now you have that opportunity, and to see some of the kids come in with engineering and show the projects that they've completed as a result of their stay at the vocational programs,
yep,
which we have at both high schools,
right,
we have vocational programs. We have the student, Vocational Student of the Year was Antonella Ibrahim, who is in pursuing nursing.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we mentioned the boys and girls basketball
team. The teams, yep.
Yeah, and we have John and Abigail Adams Scholarship Program happening now, where a number of students are receiving free tuition at state schools. Science Fair winners at both high schools have gone on to regional competition.
Okay.
And the North Quincy High School Quiz Show students,
yes,
as we mentioned.
Yeah.
And robotics has competed for the first time in 2 years.
Yeah.
So these are all great things to start seeing happening,
yeah,
as well as the scholarship programs that are about to take place. There's a lot of money generated by both our high schools in terms of scholarships. So
how long have you been on the school committee now yourself, Frank?
Well, there was a time in the late 80s,
yes,
I served 8 years,
yes,
as well as vice chair. Then when I became an employee of the Quincy Public Schools, I couldn't do that.
Right.
So when I retired, in 2013, I took a little time off. But then I said, hey, let's try this again. I think I still have some things to offer.
Yeah.
So let's see. This will be, I'm in my third year of my four-year appointment. So,
okay.
But I haven't decided whether this will happen again. It could be time to see some nice young families get involved, which they have been.
Yeah.
We have some great family involvement. And that's another thing that we're happy to say. You know, this isn't just a Quincy Public School thing. A lot of our parents step up. We have LPAC. We have a ELL program for parent group.
Mm-hmm.
We have a special ed parent group, the citywide parent council.
Sure.
All parents that want to get involved in the running of the Quincy Public Schools, and it's nice to see some of them running for school committee as well.
Yeah. In the past, communication between the committee and parents has been brought up as a concern. Do you think that's improved?
Yeah. You know, citywide, in the late 80s, I remember Mr. Durkin and myself, when we were on the school committee, voted to have them part of the meeting.
Oh, all right.
Where they sat with the school committee and had a voice at school committee meetings. And I noticed that there are representatives from each of these organizations that are certainly welcome to come to school committee meetings. And we try, because as you know, there are good and bad things about Zoom, but because meetings are Zoom held, we can attend a lot more meetings sitting in our homes, because we do touch base as these people meet on a monthly basis.
Right.
So it's better to hear them that way as
well. Yeah, it allows greater participation.
Yes.
You know, certainly removes the hindrances of transportation, of weather-related issues, you know, of timing issues.
Right. Yeah. And our open forum is now accessible in person.
Okay.
So certainly welcome to come and voice their opinion.
Okay. So all good things happening.
Yeah.
What, going forward, looking at the budget for the next school year, mm-hmm. what are some of the priorities that you think will be focused on?
Well, we have to make sure that our staff keeps our class sizes in the way they should be.
Okay.
There could be an increase in enrollment. We're watching kindergarten numbers coming in as well. You know, schools like Quincy High School had 100 students come walk in the door this year.
Mm.
So those things, you have to be careful that your staffing reflects our school class size objectives. That's one thing.
Okay.
And then hopefully we can add things in terms of repair. The mayor has been very kind in terms of getting the right things repaired with his city employees.
Yes.
You know, that has been a major change. You know, when we had to budget all the repairs within the Quincy Public Schools budget, that was tough to do,
well
as buy textbooks.
Yeah.
Now, as the city handles that within the city
budget,
keeps
it in-house, basically.
It keeps it in-house, and things are getting done. Paul Hines and his group of employees, you know, just the air quality while we were going through the pandemic, that took a lot of money and a lot of work on the city's part, and it happened. Dave Scott, his crew of people, and Paul Hines, and the funding by the mayor, all assisted. So we didn't have to worry about that within our own budget.
Okay, so that takes the pressure off.
That takes the pressure off.
To put it toward
off.
More educational programs, right?
That's correct.
And it sounds like hiring is going to be a major issue, too.
Yeah, with that many people retiring, it's going to be an issue.
Yeah. Contract negotiations will begin again soon,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they have.
Oh, they have already.
Yeah, okay. We're happy that the QEA and the membership, their membership in the city worked out their things. It's always an issue, and it's good to start negotiations early so you're not back up against that deadline.
Sure.
I still think we might have a few more people still negotiating.
Okay. Going forward into the next school year, what do you think is going to be one of the top priorities?
Well, like I said, I hope the pandemic numbers stay down.
We all do, yeah.
I think what's going to happen is focus more on equity, diversity, and inclusion as we hire a new administrator in that position, staff professional development, as well as providing things that are more reflective of our student population to make kids feel as though they're important.
Mm. So. Do you foresee perhaps, cultural festivals within the schools?
Yes, there is one happening on May 5th.
Oh.
Yeah, I believe it's at the stadium on May 5th. But also, Quincy Asian Resource has been a great partner to Quincy Public Schools. We have a large number of immigrant families moving into our city, and Quincy Asian Resource deals with all immigrants. Mm-hmm. So I want people, if they're listening, to understand it's not just the Asian community, but they are receptive to all immigrants, especially if you're transferring into a school to help you with mentors. We're trying to match kids up. from the same countries.
I see.
Kids are already there than have been, experienced what
sure.
it's like to move into a new country.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
So, those partnerships are important as well.
All right. Lots going on, as you
Lots
said.
Lots going on.
Yeah. Anything else we missed you wanted
no,
to touch
No, I think
on
we
today?
Covered most things, and be happy to keep covering.
Yeah, we'd really love to have you on a frequent basis, Frank, to
provide
these
that,
updates.
We'll do that. Keep people well informed.
Great. Thanks again.
My pleasure.
And thank you for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We will see you next time.